哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may the grace, peace, and joy of the Lord Jesus be with everyone.
今天下午小弟想跟大家一起来学习的题目是从他们中间出来。
The topic I would like to discuss this afternoon is come out from among them.
今天早上我们一起从圣经来看学习要来传扬神的国。
This morning we have learned from the Bible how to preach the kingdom of God.
当使徒们当时候的福音工人出去，他们传讲耶稣基督的福音，救人的福音，就是在传讲神的国和基督的名。
When the apostles went out to preach the gospel, they were preaching the message of salvation, and this is the gospel that will save people.
对，那主耶稣来的时候，他也在传说要悔改，因为神的国近了。
And Jesus, when he was here, he told the people to repent because the kingdom of God is near.
从早上圣经的学习当中，我们知道这个神的国不是指的地上的某一个国家。
From this morning's learning teachings, we've learned that the kingdom is not a kingdom of this world.
好像以前神选召以色列百姓出埃及的时候，使他们成为了他的百姓。
Like before, when God selected the Israelites and they were His people.
那时候他称以色列要做神的国度，神的祭司，祭司的国度。
At that time, God called the Israelites His people, and they were to be a people of priests.
但是在这末后的日子。
But in these end times,
主耶稣所带来的神的国不是一个世界上的国，
this kingdom of God that Jesus has brought is not a country in this world,
而是属神的国度，
but a kingdom that belongs to God.
我们今天借着洗礼归入耶稣基督，
today through baptism we have come into the kingdom of God.
我们都、不好意思、都是这个天上国度的一份子。
We are all one of the kingdom of God.
我们看彼得前书的第二章。
Let us look at 1 Peter chapter 2.
二章的第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗，入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
在旧约的时代当中，
In the Old Testament times,
神拣选了亚伯拉罕的子孙以色列，
God chose the descendants of Abraham, Israel,
成为祭司的国度，
and they became a priestly, royal, kingdom of Israel.
对，也是圣洁的国度。
And they were also holy.
神用他大能的膀臂将他们从埃及的权下救他们出来。
With his powerful arm, he had pulled them out of the power of the Egypt.
来到迦南美地。
And they came to the beautiful land of Canaan.
在这个末后的日子。
In this end time.
我们就是这些可以包括所有的外邦人，只要是信主的人，受洗归入耶稣基督的人，都是被拣选的族类。
We who are Gentiles and all people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all the chosen generation.
是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
属神的子民。
His own special people.
所以今天我们就是天上的国民，属于神的子民。
So today we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
这是一个多么好的一个消息。
What a beautiful news this is.
今天我们成为了神的子民。
Today we have become God's people.
我们就要学习当时候使徒们他们的榜样，来传扬这个美好的福音。
So we must learn from the example of the apostles at that time and preach this good news.
传扬神的国。
Preach the kingdom of Christ.
让更多的人来认识神的国。
So that more people come to know Him.
认识耶稣基督的名。
To know the name of Jesus.
甚至使万民来受洗来归入基督的名下。
So that all peoples can be baptized and into His name.
来成为神国民的一份子。
So they become a part of His kingdom.
那我们今天下午要讲的，从他们中间出来。
So this afternoon we are to say, come out from among them.
其实这是圣经里面对 神的子民的一个吩咐。
This is a command that is written in the Bible for the people who belong to him.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第六章。
Chapter 6.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
哥林多后书六章十六节。
2 Corinthians 6 verse 16.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间往来，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people.
十七节
17.
又说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们。
Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
十八节
18.
我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
哦，在神国的一份子有多大的好处？
What advantages are there to be a part of his kingdom?
神要在他们中间居住，在他们中间往来。
God will dwell in them and walk among them.
神要做，他就是这个国度的的王。
He will be the king of this kingdom.
他是这个国度的神。
He is the god of this kingdom.
而且在这个国度里面，他不只是像一个国，他就是神的家。
Moreover, not only is it a kingdom, it is the house of God.
对，在十八节说，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。
In verse 18, it says, He will be our father, and we will be His children.
做全能的主的儿女。
We will be the children of the Almighty Lord.
这是多么大的一个福分。
What a wonderful blessing this is.
但是在十七节。
But in verse 17.
圣经怎么提醒我们？
How does the Bible encourage us?
他说：“你们务要从他们中间出来。”
It says, "Therefore, come out from among them."
要从他们中间出来。
Come out from among them.
这个他们指的是什么呢
？Who is them?
他们指的就是这个世界。
Them is this world.
要从这个世界中出来。
We have to come out of this world.
与他们分别。
And be separate.
既然我们是属神的，是属天的，天国的子民。
Since we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom,
我们就要行天国子民应有的样式。
We have to have the likeness of one that belongs to the heavenly kingdom.
要从他们中间出来。
We have to come out from among them.
这个不代表说不用，不要跟人住在一起。
This is not to not live among men.
不是说出去。
Not to go out somewhere.
如果是这样子的话，那我们要住到哪里去？到山上去住吗
？If that is so, then where are we to go? Are we supposed to go in the mountains?
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第五章。
Chapter 5.
五章的第第五章的第九节。
Verse 9. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 9.
我先前写信给你们说，不可与淫乱的人相交。
I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people.
第十节。
10.
这话不是指的世上一概行淫乱的，或是贪婪的、勒索的，或拜偶像的。若是这样，你们除非离开世界方可。
Yet I certainly did not mean the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, since Then you would need to go out of the world.
保罗写信给哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
So Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth.
他没有叫他们离开世界。
He didn't say to go out of the world.
其实主耶稣说。
In actual fact, Jesus said.
你们要去。
You have to go.
使万民做我的门徒。
And make disciples of all men.
如果从他们中间出来，离开了世界，我们要怎么去呢？
If you leave the world, how are we supposed to go?
好，所以我们看回到哥林多后书的第六章。
So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
六章的十七节。
Verse 17.
到底这里说你们务要从他们中间出来是什么意思？
So here when it says that we must come out from among them, what does that mean?
其实在后面他就解释了。
It explains it further later on.
与他们分别。
Be separate.
不要沾不洁净的物。
Do not touch what is unclean.
我就收纳你们。
And I will receive you.
虽然我们是活在这个世代当中，
although we live in this generation,
但是我们的心，我们的样式，我们的言语行为要从他们中间出来。
But our hearts, our likeness, our actions have to be separate from them.
要跟属于这个世界的人有所分别。
It has to be different from those who belong to the world.
有没有时候会觉得说，好像我在社会当中跟在教会里面是两个人？
Do you sometimes reflect and realize that you are different when you are in society and when you are at church?
如果我们有这样子感觉的话，
If you have this feeling,
那我们可以今天做一个好好的这个思考。
Then we can really consider.
或者我没有从世界，从这个，从他们中间出来。
Perhaps maybe I have not become separate from the world.
今天我们是基督徒。
Today we are Christians.
不只是在教会的时候。
Not just while we're in church.
今天我们是天上的子民。
We are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
不只是在教会的时候。
Not just while we're in church.
我们到哪里去，我们在那里就是属天的子民。
Wherever we go, we are still citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
要跟人有分别。
We need to be separate.
那怎么分别呢？
How do we do this?
首先你要能够分辨。
First, you have to discern.
你如果不能分辨，你要怎么分别？
If you're not able to discern, how can you be separate?
所以要先学会分辨。
So first, we need to learn how to discern.
我们看以弗所书。
Let us look at Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Chapter 5.
以弗所书五章的第十六节。
Verse 16.
以弗所书五章第十六节。
Ephesians 5 verse 16.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
这是保罗对当他下他们所住的世代做出了一个评价。
This was a reflection of the generation he was in, spoken by Paul.
保罗说现今的世代邪恶。
He said,The days are evil.
那为什么他说他们所住的世代是邪恶的呢？
Why is it that he thought that the generation that they lived in was evil?
他是怎么样观察那个世代，发现说那个世代的是邪恶的？
What kind of observations did he make that he make this conclusion?
我们看罗马书的第一章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 1.
一章的第二十节开始。
Verse 20 onwards.
20-28
Romans 1 verse 20-28
从这一段当中，保罗他提到了他所观察到的。
In this passage, Paul describes what he observed.
所以他跑出了一个结论，现今的世代邪恶。
And he had the conclusion that the days were evil.
第二十节
verse 20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
21节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄。无知的心就昏暗了。
Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
22节。
22.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
23节。
23.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像。仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made from like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
24节。
24.
所以神任凭他们逞着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanliness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves.
25节，他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿们。
Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
26节，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature.
27节，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受这妄为当得的报应。
Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due.
28节，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
我们继续29节。
29.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨。
Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers.
三十节，又是忏悔的，背后说人的，怨恨神的，侮慢人的，狂傲的，自夸的，捏造恶事的，违背父母的。
Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents.
31节，无知的，背约的，无亲情的，不怜悯人的。
Undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful.
32节，他们虽知道神判定行这样的事的人是当死的，但而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
所以保罗他告诉弟兄姐妹，务要从他们中间出来。
So Paul told the brothers and sisters that you must come out from among them.
因为他分辨了这个世代是邪恶的。
Because he discerned that that generation was evil.
从罗马书的这些描述来看。
From the descriptions here,
主要可以分成两种。
We can divide it into two parts.
一种是信仰的败坏。
One is a corruption of their faith.
不认识神，不敬拜神，不把神所当得的荣耀来颂赞，来归给神。
They don't know God, they don't recognize Him, and they don't give God the glory that He deserves.
反而将人手所造的来当作神，甚至自己来当作神。不敬拜神，不把荣耀归给神，把它归给自己或者自己所造的神。
Rather, they made, they created things that they pretended to be God, or even made themselves God instead.
那第二个部分就是道德的败坏。
The second part is the corruption of morality.
第一个是人跟神的关系，或者是在神面前对神的犯罪。第二个部分是人跟人的关系。在道德上也偏差了很多。
The first part was a relationship between man and God where they failed in their, faith. And the second part is relationships between, humans.
尤其是在婚姻的关系或者是在性的关系上面，违背了神所设立的婚姻。
Especially concerning matters of marriage and sex, that they had gone against what God originally willed.
那如果我们今天，就算是在过了2000年来看的话
，Today it has 2000 years have passed by and we can
我们,
see.
我们是否也是看到, 借着圣经的标准, 借着圣经的描述, 看到在世界当中也是存在的许多的邪恶, 甚至可以说是这个世代是邪恶的世代。
And we see from the teachings of the Bible, the standards of the Bible, is this current generation also evil?
所以圣经告诉我们要离开, 从他们中间出来。
So the Bible tells us to come out from among them.
不是说要离开这一些人,
not to leave the people.
而是离开这个世代当中人心里面的邪恶, 或者是人心, 人所行的这些, 违背神的事情。
But to be separate from the evil of this generation and the evil actions of this generation.
这些想法,
These ways of thinking.
其实在多媒体当中, 如果在我们不知不觉当中, 就会受到影响。
These are all found in media and slowly without us knowing we are affected.
才会成为说我在教会是一个样子, 我在人中又是另外一个样子。
And that is how that eventually we could be a different person in church and than when in our normal lives.
我们看腓立比书的第二章。
If we look at Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书二章的第十五节。
Philippians 2 verse 15.
腓立比书二章十五节
Philippians 2 verse 15
使你们无可指摘诚实无畏在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀
That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world
其实有时候我们在看这个经文的时候 我们觉得自己真的对神在神面前有很大的亏欠
Sometimes if we read this verse we can really reflect and know that we are lacking before the Lord
主耶稣这么爱我们
God loves us so much
他为了我的罪死在了十字架上钉在十字架上
For my sin he was crucified on the cross
流出了他的宝血洗净了我的罪
He shed his precious blood to wash away my sin.
还借着他的众仆人将这宝贵的真理记载在圣经流传到如今甚至翻译成了中文英文我今天可以来读来明白的
And by his servants he had provided us this Bible which we are able to read and it is translated into so many languages that I am able to understand today.
还把他宝贵的圣灵赐给了我们 赐给了我
And he has given me our precious his Precious Holy Spirit.
帮助我更新我, 给我得到力量, 要来行他的道理。
To help me, to renew me, and to give me strength so that I can carry out His will.
今天我活在世上, 我应该, 或者是说我的身份, 就是天上的子民。
Today I live in this world, but my identity is a citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
那在这一章里面所说的, 这一节所说的,
and in this one verse,
我们应该是无可指摘, 诚实无畏, 在这弯曲悖谬的世代, 做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That we should become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault, in this midst of a crooked and perverse generation, and be lights of the world.
Lights of the world 还没有。主耶稣说：“你就是世上的光。”
Jesus said that we are the lights of the world.
所以我们在这世上，显在这世代当中，好像什么？应该要像明光照耀。
So when we are in this world, we have to be like a light to others.
但是有时候我们真的，我们一做比较，发现说，我们没有比别人好啊。
But sometimes we reflect and we compare, we are not better than others.
哦，那我们怎么说这世代邪恶，但是我们做的也没有好到哪里去？
We can't really say that this world is evil and yet we are not really good.
这是我们的亏欠。
This is where we're lacking.
哦，但是我们今天在这个道理当中，我们要来认识。
But in this teaching, we have to come to know.
认识我们自己跟世界的关系。
To know ourselves and our relationship with the world.
今天既然我是属神的子民。
Today, I am a citizen that belongs to God.
这是我的身份。
This is my identity.
那我所要做的第一件事情就是从他们中间出来。
The first thing that I must do is to come out from among them.
本来我是属于他们中间的一份子。
I had originally belonged to them.
不认识耶稣, 不认识真神。
I did not know Jesus or the true God.
随着自己的情欲来过生活。
And I lived according to my own fleshly desires.
但是今天我们从圣经里面提醒我们，我们是属天的子民。
But the Bible reminds us that we are people of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我要从这个世代当中来先来出来。
So I have to come out from among them.
我们来看主耶稣的吩咐。
Let us look at the instructions of Jesus.
马太福音。
In Matthew.
马太福音十章。
Chapter 10.
十章的十六节。
Verse 16.
马太福音十章第十六节
Matthew 10 verse 16
我差你们去如同羊进入狼群所以你们要灵巧像蛇驯良像鸽子
Behold I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves
所以你要看保罗说的跟主耶稣说的
well, We can compare what Paul said and what Jesus said
到底圣经一下子说要从他们中间出来但是一下子主耶稣说我差你们去到他们中间
So the Bible tells us that we have to come out from among them But then again Jesus tells us to go among them
我们要怎么明白呢
How should we understand this?
我们刚刚已经讲到了出去的那个部分
So we have spoken about the coming out part
出去其实不是人出去
It is
不理他们
It's not to ignore the people of the world
你不会改的你这么差劲我不理你了我要离开你
Not to say, oh, you're not going to change, you're not good, so I'm going to stay away from you.
不是这种出去。
Not that kind of going away.
出去是了解到说啊，这样子的这些在最终的行为，以前我也是这样子，但是我现在要出来了。
This concept of coming out from among them is meaning that we have to recognize that I used to be among them. I used to have these kind of thoughts or ways, and I need to be separate.
靠着主耶稣的圣灵
By the Holy Spirit of Jesus,
每天靠着主耶稣的话语
Every day with the words of Jesus,
从我的心从我的行为从我们的讲话我要出来
From my heart, my actions, my speech I have to come out from among them
只有在你出来了之后
Only then
我们就能够进去了
Can we enter?
进去成为明光照耀
We enter and we become lights to others.
带着主耶稣的使命
to bring the mission of Christ.
做着主耶稣的见证
to make testimony for Jesus.
驯良如灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子
be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
什么叫做灵巧像蛇
what does it mean to be as wise as serpents?
灵巧像蛇，就是要学会保护自己。
That is to learn to protect oneself.
我们看路加福音的二十章。
If we look at Luke chapter 20.
路加福音的二十章。
Luke 20.
路加福音的二十章从二十节开始，这边有人来跟主耶稣讲话。
From 20 onwards, here somebody approached Jesus.
路加福音二十章的二十节。
Luke 20 verse 20.
于是窥探耶稣打发奸细装作好人要在他的话上得把柄好将他交在巡抚的政权之下
So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize on his words in order to deliver him to the power and the authority of the governor
23节我们跳到23节
23.
耶稣看出他们的诡诈就对他们说
But he perceived their craftiness and said to them,
在这一段当中是他们是在讲论报税的问题。
Concerning this, they were discussing the giving taxes.
但是他最主要我们看的内容是说，他最主要就是要找到主耶稣的话的把柄，来控告耶稣。
But we want to focus on the fact that they wanted to trap Jesus in his words.
甚至他们装作好像好人的样子，谦卑的样子，要来询问，要来寻求主耶稣的帮助或者是教导。
So it said that they pretended to be sincere and to ask God for ask Jesus for his teaching.
但是主耶稣他有属灵的智慧。
But because Jesus has spiritual wisdom,
他看出他们的诡诈来。
He understood that they were being crafty.
所以就用。灵巧的话语来回答他们，但是同时也是教导他们。
So he used a very wise way to reply to them and also teach them.
24节，拿一个银钱来给我看，这像跟这号是谁的？他们说是凯撒的。
Show me a denarius. Whose image and inscription does it have? They answered and said, Caesar's.
25节 耶稣说, 这样凯撒的物当归给凯撒, 神的物当归给神。
And he said to them, Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
26节 他们当着百姓, 在这话上得不着把柄, 又希其他的应对, 就闭口无言了。
And they could not catch him in his words in the presence of the people, and they marveled at his answer and kept silent.
所以主耶稣说我们要灵巧像蛇,
so Jesus says we have to be wise as serpents.
就是要有智慧, 能够看出别人的诡诈,
that is to be wise so that we're able to see other people's craftiness.
要保护好自己,
so we have to protect ourselves.
不要落在别人的陷阱当中,
and not fall into other people's traps.
主耶稣他自己 就有这样子的一个智慧给我们做一个榜样。
Jesus had this type of wisdom and he set an example for us.
再来以弗所书的第四章。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章的十四节。
Verse 14.
这边说, 使我们不再做小孩子,中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术, 被一切异教之风摇动,飘来飘去, 就随从各样的异端。
That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
主耶稣说, 我差你们去好像什么, 羊进入到狼群里面。
Jesus said, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves.
所以灵巧如蛇, 第一个就是要保护好自己, 不要被吃掉。
So first, to be wise as serpents is to be careful and protect yourself so that you do not be eaten.
刚刚主耶稣所看到主耶稣所做的例子就是他在灵巧方面保护好自己看穿了别人的诡计。
And we saw Jesus' example that he was wise and he protected himself.
那还有另外一个部分就是在道理上面我们要能够站立得稳。
Another part was that we have to be able to stand firm in the faith.
不会 中了在14节这边所看到的,不再做小孩子,在属灵上长大成人,不会很容易就被欺骗,中了异教之风,随便来就被摇过来摇过去。
So that we are mature in our faith, so that we stand firm and not be tossed to and fro like the false doctrines that are given.
所以在 从他们中间出来的时候,
so when we come out from among them,
也是从我们旧有的信仰出来,
we also have to come out from among the old faith.
Faith, 对, 可能我们家里不是从小信耶稣的,
perhaps you were not a Christian from birth,
不是从小在真耶稣教会长大的,
or a Christian in the true Jesus church.
第一个我们要出来, 来到了真耶稣教会,
first, we have to come to the true Jesus.
学习教会里面的道理,
we learn the doctrines of the church.
对我们真耶稣教会十大基本信仰有充分的了解、认识、相信.
We have full understanding and learning and acceptance of the 10 beliefs.
只有在我们出来了,
only when we are out.
准备好了,
we're ready.
我们就能够带着主耶稣的使命来进去.
Then we can take on the mission of Christ and come into them.
传福音,
to preach the gospel.
不会被异教之风摇动飘来飘去。
So not be tossed to and fro and carried about with the wind of doctrine.
这个人讲这个, 哎呀, 好像很有道理啊。
And this person says this and it sounds logical.
你一定要在礼拜六吗? 神在礼拜天, 难道就不能敬拜神吗?
Do you really have to worship on Saturday? If you, are you not able to worship on Sundays?
洗礼一定要在活水吗?
Do you have to have baptism in living water?
如果一个池子可以放温水,不是更加的方便?
Isn't it much easier if we can put warm water in a bath?
神这么慈爱, 他一定会不会想要你吃苦的。
God is so merciful, he wouldn't want you to, or he wouldn't want to trouble you.
你这个婚姻太辛苦了, 换一个, 换一个。
This marriage is so troublesome for you, you can get another one.
我们今天 出来之后,
today, after we have come out,
在道理上巩固自己,
we have to stand firm in the faith,
了解自己是谁,
in the doctrine, so that we understand ourselves.
我是天上的国民,
I am a citizen of the
我照着圣经的话来做我生命的标准,
The Bible is the standard of my life.
但是今天我要活在这个世界当中。
And yet today I am living in this world.
今年我们的主题是起来纵横走遍这地。
Today the of this year our topic is arise and walk throughout the land.
主耶稣要我去传福音。
Jesus wants me to go preach the gospel.
所以我们要出来。 之后准备好了，我们还要再去传福音。
So first we have to come out, and then when we're ready, we have to go into them and preach the gospel.
好，那在这一段当中，在以弗所书四章的十四节说，我们不再做小孩子，小孩子就是比较容易被欺骗的样子。
So it tells us here that we should no longer be children. Children are people who are pretty gullible.
有一些异教之风摇来摇去。
When there are doctrines of false teachings, then they can be tossed.
也是教会的一个工作。
This is also a work in the church.
就是来解释世上的一些不对的教导。
That we have to explain why false doctrines are false.
比如说，在这世代当中，很多人在过圣诞节、万圣节、复活节，还有什么情人节。
For example, in this world, there are people celebrating Christmas, Easter, Valentine's Day.
这些是世上的人在过的。
And these are festivals that the world celebrate.
但是却不符合圣徒的体统。
But this is not according to what a holy person should
be like. 其实在宗教教育的教导当中，这些都是常常在教导学生。
And these are all concepts that are often taught to the children in the religious education system.
可能有些父母会觉得。
Some parents may think.
如果我的小孩，那没关系嘛，就是去玩一下。如果小孩，这个都不能够参加，这些活动好像他们会很孤单在学校。
That it's okay to let my children to go attend these events because otherwise they would be very lonely.
但是其实我们如果从另外一个角度来看。
But from another perspective.
这是一个机会来教导孩子。
This is an opportunity for us to teach our children.
从小提醒他，告诉他，实在的，我们是天上的国民。
From young, we teach them and remind them that we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
那这些节日，这些的一些习俗，是不符合天上国民的体统。
These holidays and festivals, they are not in accordance to what is in heaven.
来，从小就教导他。 分辨什么是在神眼中是好的，什么在神眼中是不好的。
From young, we teach them to discern what is good in the eyes of the Lord and what is bad.
所以这个是这个部分，就是主耶稣说我们要出来，圣经告诉我们要出来，但是主耶稣说我们要进去。这个进去是在你出来之后，真的心出来了，你才能够用光明的行为言语来进去。 来传福音。
So the Bible tells us to come out and then go in. So, but this is after we have come out completely, we change our mindsets and we ready ourselves. Then we can go back in with a light to show others what is correct.
所以它是有前后的关系，是要进去要出来，但是要先出来再进去。
So there is an order of events here that we first have to come out and then we can go in.
好，最后我们来看约翰一书。
So in the end, let us read First John.
约翰一书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
约翰一书二章的十五节。
Verse 15.
不要爱世界和世上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以要怎么出来？
So how do we come out?
最后一个就是。 要爱主多一点。
The final thing is that we have to love God more.
爱世界少一点。
Love the world less.
我们心要出来，一定要爱主多一点。
For our hearts to come out, we have to love God more.
然后要爱世界少一点。
Love the world less.
甚至最后面，只爱耶稣，不爱世界。
And ultimately, we only love God and not the world.
圣经当中记载的有一个人，我觉得他非常的可惜。
The Bible records a person that I feel is very regrettable.
又是罗德的妻子。
This is the wife of Lot.
她本来住在所多嘛。
They originally lived in Sodom.
这个神要来审判这个城，都要降火下来了。
God came to judge the city, and He was sending fire.
其他的人都不知道，还在过每天一样的生活。
The other people did not know, and they went about their lives.
哦，但是神顾念亚伯拉罕，啊，他要来拯救罗德一家。
But because God remembered Abraham, He came and saved Lot and his whole family.
派了两个天使，一个天使抓两个人，罗德太太还有两个儿女，啊，两个女儿，要把他们带出这个索多玛。
He sent two angels, and each of them grabbed two people and to take them out, including Lot, his wife, and his two daughters.
人都被带出来了。
The people were taken out already.
但是这个妻子想念啊。
But this wife remembered.
她心爱的还在后面呢，没带出来。
What she cherished was still in the city.
她往回看的时候，就变成了一个盐柱了。
She turned back and she became a pillar of salt.
没有真正的出来。
She did not truly come out.
她的身体出来了，但是她的心没有出来。
Her body came out, but her heart was not.
今天我们是反过来。
Today we are the opposite.
我们身体还在这里，还活在这个世界，但是我们的心也要归向神。
Our bodies are still in the world, but our hearts have to go to God.
因为我们是属天的子民。
Because we are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
这一个经节告诉我们。
This verse tells us.
我们一起来读哈。
Let's read together.
二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
好，一起读一二三。
Let's read together.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。哦，所以我们没有办法两个都爱。
So we're not able to love both.
爱世界，或者是爱我们的天父耶稣。
If we choose to love the world or love our heavenly Father.
啊，所以我们要出来。
We have to come out.
爱耶稣。
Love Jesus.
好，那我们。按照耶稣的吩咐进去世界的时候
according to God's command we go into the world
不是要去爱世界、啊、
it is not for us to love the world
继续爱耶稣把耶稣的爱带到世界
we continue to love Jesus and we bring the love of Jesus into the world
就能够做到刚刚保罗所说的明光照耀好像神的儿女在这个世界
Then we will be able to do what Paul had said that we can be the light of the world.
哦，愿主祝福我们每一位。
May God bless everyone.
今天早上、下午，其实我们分享的是同一个主题。
Today, in both sessions, we shared the same theme.
我们是天上的国民。
We are citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
这是最宝贵、最珍贵的一个福分。
This is the most precious blessing.
我们要好好的珍惜。
We have to treasure it.
而且要努力的做好天国子民的样子。
And we have to work hard to have the likeness of such a person.
然后勇敢的为主耶稣宣传，让更多的人能够得福，成为天国的子民。
And then bravely preach the word of God so that more people can come and become citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn together.
第65首。
65.